Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Break it down!
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal and Joe with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time!
We love our visits with Pat Hammer. We're going to get with him in just a second. Before we do that, though, Sean McDermott, he was on with us a little bit earlier. He also is doing a Zoom call with the rest of the beat reporters of the Buffalo media, and he has told them Xavier Rhodes has a hamstring injury and is most likely out. He didn't officially declare him out from the way I'm reading it, but it looks like he's not going to play, Joe.
Yeah.
Not
and
good.
And we were just talking in the break a little bit how thin they are at that position.
Yep.
If Rhodes can't play, Jamarcus Ingram would likely start alongside Kyrie Elam. And then I asked you, Sal, like, if one of those guys goes down, who goes in? And, like, it's Saran Neal? Maybe.
Right. I think it might have to be on the boundary. So we'll see what happens on Sunday and how the Bills play it. They'll have to some weather challenges. All right, Pat. So over the last, like, 5 days, I've heard everything from, hey, it's going to be pretty rainy, not too bad. It might even clear out a little bit, to, oh, my God, it's a monsoon. Can you please set us straight for Sunday?
I've heard the exact same things. It will not, I repeat, not be a monsoon. Okay.
Okay. Now, that's good news.
The thing is,
By the way, Pat, Sean McDermott, confirmed WGR Patrick Hammer segment listener. You know that, right? After what he just said earlier today. Did you know this?
Well, I heard, wait, he didn't say that.
Oh, listen, what happened, Joe?
He said, and I quote, I get my weather reports from Pat Hammer.
No, that's funny. Nice try. And, anyway.
Oh, wait, first of all, he said that, and then he talked about playing golf with you.
Come on.
Pull the audio, Evan. Get it, clip it.
Hey,
by the end of the segment, we're going
to
play it for
you. On-demand audio brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next. Go ahead, Pat.
I got a text from, you know, Scott Levin, who said, I think the coach just said your name, and I thought he was pulling my leg.
Oh, no, he said that. That's true.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, well, day, year, life.
No pressure now. No pressure now.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was nervous twice in my life. Once when I proposed, and the second time when I played golf with Coach McDermott on the first tee.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I hit it semi-straight, but I did. Anyway, I was a nervous wreck, but it was fun. So here's the deal. You equate a former hurricane, well, it's still a hurricane, and the rain coming from it, you would think, okay, it's probably going to be heavy and monsoon-like. That's just not going to be the case. This thing is, by the way, it's about to make a second hit directly over Myrtle Beach. As a category one, it's not going to be a four, a high-end four, which is what it was, you know, 2 days ago. But still, it's a triple hit. Cuba, west coast of Florida, and now South Carolina. That moisture, by the way, if you go outside and you look up, those high clouds that you see are from the hurricane. They're from Ian. They've come all the way up here.
That's amazing.
It's amazing how those things can, how wide reaching these storms can be. Anyway, we will not see rain here, but they will in Baltimore. And if you are heading there, it is going to be soaking Saturday. But Sunday, will there be rain? Yes, but it's going to be light. I just don't expect it to be heavy. I think it's going to be more of a nuisance rather than debilitating. You know, the field may be slippery for the offense and defense, for that matter. I think they may have more of a struggle than any passing game because they, you know, they're slipping as they're moving backwards. But again, it's not going to be heavy. So the other element is the wind. There will be a breeze out of the east. You know, that's going to be a little bit more of a factor, maybe 20 to 25 gusting to 30 to 35. So it's not going to be the prettiest of days, but it's not going to be a monsoon.
Okay. On the rain, like, are we talking, okay, so last time we were in Baltimore, that with Josh's, you know, the first game, the Peterman game, the Bills get blown out. It was miserable. Because literally it rained for like 12 hours straight. I get to the stadium, it's raining. The whole day it's just raining. Is that what we're talking about here? Even though you say it's not hard, is it all day?
Yeah, well, it's all day Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, there could be some lulls on Sunday. Because what's going to happen is the bulk of the hurricane, or at this point, former hurricane's rain, is moving over Maryland and the stadium on Saturday. Then it kind of like a part of it shoots off into the Atlantic. And on Sunday, it's basically just kind of an easterly wind off the ocean that's going to produce just clouds and, you know, just light rain. So it won't be as heavy. However, when you think that it's been raining for 24 hours before then, you know, I don't know what they do to the field, if they've got anything at the field. So, I mean, do they cover it? I don't know. But it's going to be really soggy. But again, it's going to be more of a nuisance than an all-day, you know, hard rain.
Right. I guess what I'm asking is, am I constantly going to be getting rained on through the whole game on the sidelines in some capacity?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe, again, it may let up. It may turn into a drizzle.
Right.
But you will be damp, I got to believe, throughout the game.
How much does geography play into Baltimore? I've heard from people who live around there that say that, you know, it's an interesting topography, if you will, and where it's located in the geography and how it might impact something like this.
Well, you know, to the east, you've got the Blue Ridge. You know, there's a little bit of elevation there. And then you're right at the, you know, at the tip of, you know, Chesapeake Bay. So, you know, I think with the, in terms of local effects with how Baltimore is oriented, that could be a situation. But I don't think it's going to play too much of a role just because this is a larger system and it doesn't care where hills are, where mountains are, it's coming.
Right.
And you're close enough to the ocean, too, that the wind speed doesn't get reduced much. There's no hills or, you know, things to break it up. So there will be a pretty stiff breeze out there, too.
I'm sure you've been, I mean, this, I didn't even ask. Hurricane Ian, can you put into perspective the best you can, like, what we just saw, like, historically, like, because before it hit, Pat, I'm listening to podcasts and I'm reading things about, like, one, Tampa's infrastructure, and, like, if this hits as a Category 4 or 5, like, it could be as devastating or, like, on the level of some of, like, the historic ones like Katrina and whatnot. What did we see just happen, I guess, hit the coast of Florida?
It's going to be a top 5, I think, costly and damaging hurricanes to have hit the U.S. We're just kind of now seeing what's happened, especially in Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, which you're familiar with, Sal. I don't think it does not have the scope as Katrina, as many people displaced or that are fatalities. But this was a high-end Category 4 in a very populated area. The last Category 5 was Maria, but that hit a lot less a populated part of Florida, the Panhandle, back in 2017. This had the potential, though, had it been a little closer to Tampa, to be far worse. I mean, imagine these images or these videos that you're seeing out of, you know, Sarasota and Sanibel Island in Tampa, right? And luckily, not luckily for those people that got affected, but it did avoid Tampa for the most part. So it, you can say that it could have been worse, but I think we are seeing now a major weather event, and this will be ranked in the top 5, I got to believe, in terms of costly and strength in terms of U.S. landfall.
It's so sad. We're devastated. We have a lot of friends down there. I keep texting with people who just tell me how decimated parts of their community are, parts that I lived in and know very well, and I'm just really sad for them. It's horrible to see. I know they'll rebuild. They're great people down there. They're going to band together. I know that. My mother-in-law lives in Venice. She was without power for, I believe she still is, for a couple of days ago, but she did not suffer much damage to her house, thankfully. Others around her did. But it's truly devastating when it hits close to home, if you will, even if it's not actually in your home and you know people who are going through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about how many more people live there now compared to even 20 years ago. And also these lately, these storms are, this one did, and then two others, I believe, last year, really strengthened in a hurry as they neared the shore. And I mean, it went from a category 2 to a 4 in a hurry. And it was an aircraft that flew through. We send these aircraft in to measure it. Well, there was one that went in kind of last minute, and it was the report from that aircraft hurricane hunter that determined, whoa, we just measured a wind we can't believe. And it was that wind measurement that took it from, you know, what it was before to a high-end 4. It was 2 miles shy in speed of being a Cat 5.
It's amazing. Yeah, 157 is Cat 5, I believe. It was 155, right?
155 is the threshold.
It's amazing.
Sorry. 155 is what it measured at.
Yep.
157 is the threshold to become a Cat 5. But what's the difference, right?
No, that's right.
Right there.
Hey, I only have about a minute left. Two quick questions. Number one, temperature. You talk about the rain and the wind. What's the temp on game time kickoff? Baltimore.
60 the entire game. 60 degrees. Doesn't really change.
A little chilly. Okay. I mean, a little below normal, I think, this time of year, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And the wind off the ocean is going to make it probably feel cooler.
Okay, finally, last thing. Pat, I mean, as of right now, this coming week in Buffalo is going to look great. And, like, I'm thinking, okay, give me a really nice day against the Steelers. Boy, if it doesn't turn out that way, I'm going to be so mad because it looks great.
I got two majors, one in meteorology and one in apology. I'm tired of this. I want to be able to come to you on a Friday and say, Sal, and Joe, it's going to be 72 and sunny. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, let's hope for next week.
But right now, I will say this. It does look like a pretty decent week. We are going to be a little cloudy tomorrow. The trend is for a cooler shot of air next weekend. That I know. So,
well, I'm sorry. The trend is what?
There is the outlook right now is a pretty strong cold front. It's going to move through Thursday, delivering a pretty chilly area of cold air for the weekend is how it's, I wouldn't call it cold, you know,
but not rain or not rain.
A little too early to tell that, but just, it's not going to be sunny in 70.
All right. Well, before you go here real quick, we got something for you.
Yeah. I get my report, from Patrick Hammer. So I've got,
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Appreciate that. There you go.
Yeah. No, play a little golf with him this spring too. So that,
yeah, that's right. There you go, buddy. Hey, Sean McDermott.
I'm going to run home and show that to my son, and he's going to roll his eyes. This is the best day of the year.
Pat, we got to run. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
We'll come back and wrap things up on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.